Find your position, comfortable, supported, still. Let your eyes close. You know this beginning now, the breath, the body, the deliberate act of stepping away from the day and into something quieter. Let yourself simply drop in. Breathe in through the nose. In, two, three, four, all the way out through the mouth. Two, three, four, five. Again, in, two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four, five. One more in, two, three, four, all the way out. Two, three, four, five. Notice the weight of your body, the surface beneath you, solid and supporting. Shoulders down, jaw easy. Feel the gentle warmth of your own breath as it settles into its natural rhythm. Slower now, easier. The body absorbing that ease, taking it in, letting it spread. You are already here. State or think of your anchor word, the word that brings you back to the entrance, to the door. The door is there, you know it. Open it, step through into the quiet on the other side. Notice the air as you step through, that particular quality, a little cooler, a little stiller, familiar now. The breath slows just a fraction more as you take it in. The stairs are ahead of you, 10 steps down, and this time you know what's waiting at the bottom. The warmth of it, the scale, the two presences that are already there. And begin. 10. The first step, solid beneath your foot. The familiar give of it, the world behind you receding. You know this staircase, you know what it does. Let it do it. 9. Deeper already. Feel the shoulders drop another fraction, the jaw softening, the body settling into the particular quality this place has, the sense of being genuinely present in yourself. Eight. Notice the quality of the air here. Something about it is different from above. Steadier, warmer, with a faint quality of aged paper and wood and something clean underneath. The breath takes it in. The body responds. 7. Whatever arrived with you from the day is behind you now, belonging to the floor above. Feel the lightness that comes with that, your chest a little more open, your breathing a little more easy. 6. The warmth below is clearer now. The quality of attention, something waiting. Something that knew you were coming, feel it rising to meet you. The gentle warmth, like stepping from shade into a room where the fire has been burning for a long time. 5. The midpoint. Pause here and feel the difference between your body at the top of these stairs and your body right now. Heavier, stiller, more settled into itself. Returning to something that has become, in a real sense, yours. 4. The conscious mind stepping back, making room. Feel the quality of that, a particular kind of ease, like setting something down that you've been carrying for a while. Let this be the only thing happening right now. 3. Three steps from the bottom, the light below warm and steady, and with it the particular smell of the library. That clean, settled scent that belongs only here, Dye's library. Your library. 2. Keep the pace you found. Feel the warmth of the light on your skin as you move closer. The library has been waiting for you, patiently, for as long as you've been alive. And 1. The last step, yours, as all the others were, take it. And arrive. the library. Feel the warmth of it on your skin, the quality of the light, soft, steady, generous. The scent of the space, clean and deep. Familiar now in the way that only your own places are familiar. The thousands of books stretching back further than you can see. The accumulated record of every experience, every response, every pattern that got you here. Your body is at ease in this space. This is where you belong. The display stand in front of you, the patterns that come first, that Dai's hand finds readily. Notice what's there. Feel the solidity of the floor beneath you as you stand here, present, grounded, ready. And notice something else today, a quality in the library that is slightly different from the last time you were here, expectant almost, as though both presences knew you were coming and have been preparing for it. Charlie is here, alert and watchful. The same quick, attentive presence, the part that has been noticing everything, always without being asked. Feel Charlie's energy, quick, alive, already scanning. Take a moment with Charlie. Notice Charlie's current state, how activated, how settled. Whatever is there, pure acknowledgement, just notice. And Dai, that vast, unhurried presence. Feel the quality of it. Something warmer and slower than Charlie. Something that seems to emanate from the library itself. The keeper of everything in here. Today, there's a quality of intention in Dai's arrival. Something deliberate. Dai has come with something specific to do. Dai has been preparing for this session. What's about to happen has, in some sense, already been arranged. Feel the calm of that, the body absorbing it, the breath easy. Dai moves to a section of the library, behind the display stand, further in, and returns with something in hand. Four things. Four books, though they might present as something else entirely. Objects that carry the quality of what they hold. Feel the quality of Dai's care in how they are carried. Let them look however they need to look. Dai places the first one in front of Charlie. This one is for safety. When the environment shifts, the first move is to find what's actually known, what's real and present, what is here right now. The body steadies. The breath is available. The ground is solid beneath you. Feel that solidity now. The floor beneath your feet, real and certain. That is the pattern being placed. Charlie receives this. Feel something settling in Charlie's quality of attention. A physical ease, a breath released. Curiosity arrives first. The response is grounded and clear. The second pattern, for gain and loss, specifically for connection, the most fundamental form of gain there is. When connection calls for attention, the first move is toward it, to name what's happening and stay present. Feel the warmth of that, the quality of moving toward rather than away. That is the pattern being placed. Charlie and Dai both hold this one for a moment. Feel the weight of it. A pleasant, substantial weight, like something important finding its proper place, like a warm hug. Let it settle. The third pattern, for clarity. When information is partial, the pattern is to ask, to name what needs clarifying. The question gets asked and the ambiguity results. Feel the cleanness of that, the breath that comes with a clear question, the body that relaxes when it knows what to do. That is the pattern being placed. Charlie receives this one with something like recognition, a small physical ease, as though it had simply been waiting to be found. And the fourth, for self. When something touches the sense of who you are, the pattern that arrives first is curiosity. A genuine question, what's actually being said here? The self is secure enough to be curious, settled enough to look clearly. Feel that security now. The steady, easy quality of someone grounded in who they are. That is the pattern being placed. Charlie and Dai, four patterns between them, on the display stand, where the light is brightest and warmest, where Dai's hand reaches first. And now, Dai does something unexpected. Dai turns away from the display stand and begins to move deeper into the library, further back than the bright sections, into a quieter part, solid, less visited. The air here is a little cooler, a little stiller. The scent is deeper. The shelves here are steady. The books are different from the ones at the front, worn at the edges in the way things get worn when they've been through something real. Dai stops in front of a particular shelf and gestures for Charlie to come and look. Charlie moves over and you go with them. Feel the quality of standing here. The cool stillness of this part of the library. Your breath calm and even. Your body easy and receptive, open to what's here. These books carry their quality without needing clear titles. As Dai runs a hand along the spines, slowly, deliberately, something becomes evident about what's in them. And as it becomes evident, notice what happens in your body. A warmth. A quiet recognition. These are the times you found your way through. Every situation where the path was still emerging when you began, where Charlie signaled and Dai reached and the answer came gradually, where the way forward revealed itself one step at a time. You found your way every single time. Some took longer than others. Each found its resolution. There was always the next step, and you found it. And then another step, and you found that too. And this is where they are, all of them, right here on the shelf. Feel that. Let the body take it in, a warmth spreading through the chest, a breath that feels a little more than the last one. Charlie is standing in front of the shelf and looking at it. Notice what's happening in Charlie's quality of presence as this registers. This has been in the library all along. Every piece of evidence filed right here. Feel the quality of that recognition. In your body, in the space between your shoulders, in the ease of the breath. And here you are, together, seeing it clearly. This expansive shelf with all of this on it. If what passes between Dai and Charlie needed words, they might sound something like this. When something shifts and the path is still emerging, we come here first. We look at what's on this shelf. We know the path is findable. We are already writing the next one. We always have been. Charlie, standing here, looking at all of this, feel the change in Charlie's quality of presence, a steadiness arriving, a settling through the body like a long breath finally released, the particular ease of a system that has just remembered something important about itself, steady curiosity, the question becoming, where is the next step? A recalibration has taken hold. Feel it in the body. Let it be real. When something shifts and the path is still emerging, Charlie and Di come here, to this shelf, to this evidence, and the question that follows is steady and clear. Where is the next step? The three of you, Charlie, Di, and you, standing together in front of this shelf. Feel the quality of this space, the cool, still air, the warmth of the two presences beside you, your own breath, calm and easy and steady, your body at rest and fully present. Everything in here is yours. The display stand updated, four new patterns at the front. This shelf, found and remembered. A working relationship between Charlie and Di that is more collaborative, more conscious, more specific than when you walk through that door. Built on evidence that Di can reach for, that Charlie can trust. Feel the solidity of that. Let it settle into the body the way warmth settles. Gradually, completely, without effort. You have already changed what gets reached for first. Spend a moment here with Charlie and Di. Feel the quality of all three of you in this space together. The breath easy, the body at rest. Something settled between you that is real and permanent and yours. Notice how this feels. The particular quality of a system that knows itself a little better than it did before. Hold that in the body. Let it be filed here, in this space, alongside everything else that belongs to you. This is the working relationship the whole book is building. The three of you, together, with better information between you than you've ever had. Take a last look. The display stand, the shelf further in, holding everything on it. Charlie and Di in their settled states. Feel the warmth of the library one more time. The light, the scent, the particular quality of this space that is entirely yours. This is always here. You carry it with you when you go back up those stairs. You always have. You're simply more aware of it now. And each time you return, you'll arrive more quickly, find the shelf more readily, and the patterns at the front of the stand will be more established. That is how this works. Make your way back up the stairs. 10 steps back up. 1. 2. Lighter than when you came down. Feel it. 3. 4. Carrying all of it with you. 5. Halfway up, the body easy, the breath steady. 6. 7. The room above getting closer. 8. 9. And 10. Back through the door. Notice the room around you. The surface beneath you solid and real. Your hands resting easy. The breath slower and steadier than when you started. And carrying something now that wasn't there before. Bring some gentle movement back. Fingers first. A slow, full breath. And when you're ready, whenever you're ready, let your eyes open. You have always found your path, and you are finding it now.